Alana Samuels is a staff writer for The Atlantic. She recently wrote The Village That Will Be Swept Away, an article about Nutok, Alaska. That community is trapped between two rivers that claim more of their land every year, and it's also trapped by a lack of money. Alana, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Describe Nutok, Alaska. The population is 350 people. Who lives there? What is it like?
It's a really fascinating place. You have the Delta in Alaska, which is really the far west side of Alaska. And you have all these tiny native Alaska villages, you know, people that have lived there for centuries, if not longer. And you can't get to any of these villages except for by an airplane. These little propeller planes go there a couple times a day and drop off mail and supplies. So there are all these tiny little villages that don't have any roads in or out, and are really sinking as sea levels rise.
Describe exactly how climate change is threatening the community in Nutok.
There are a few things that are going on. One of them is that permafrost is melting. So permafrost is this thing that's unique to Arctic regions, and it's basically permanently frozen soil. And that's provided a bedrock for a lot of these communities. But as it melts and it's not frozen anymore, you have a lot of problems. You know, you have erosion, and you just have a lot less sturdy land. And then you also have sea levels rising, and you have bigger storms that mean that every time that there's a rainstorm or a snowstorm, it can claim a little bit more of the land. So if you take a boat out of any of these little communities, you can just see the land sloughing off into the ocean. It's really like someone took a guillotine blade and just cut off pieces of the land.
The villagers in Nutok voted to move to another piece of land about 9 miles away. They voted in 1996. What has happened since?
They have picked another piece of land, and they have built a little bit there. There are a few homes. There's a half-finished community center. But it's really hard to get to it because there are no roads. So they have to take boats there. There's no landing strip. It's kind of a catch-22 where a lot of the government agencies will say, we'll come in and build something once there's a community there. You know, we'll build a school once there are kids there. We'll build a post office once there are people there who are getting mail. But no one wants to live there if there's no school and no post office. So they're just kind of waiting. And they've been waiting for a really long time. And, you know, President Obama visited Alaska this summer and talked about some of these villages that are similar to Nutok that are facing these problems. And, you know, even with all of that attention, nothing has really changed since then.
So do you think there is a way to move forward for these villagers, or what's going to happen?
I think they would say they need a lot more money, but it's kind of unclear where they would get money from because it's not really a cash-based society. It's a society that's built on, you know, hunting, gathering, living off the land. And there's not a whole lot of industry there and not a whole lot of way for people to come up with the money to move their house or move their community to a completely different location.
How much time is left? What are the predictions in terms of when this community as it stands now will be gone?
I think it really depends on the weather and how bad the storms are in the next couple of years. I mean, I think scientists have said that with a really bad storm, the school, which is near the edge of the village and is really the only place in the town with running water, with bathrooms, with showers, with a lot of electricity, the school could be underwater by 2017, which obviously is very soon. That might not happen depending on the weather and how quickly the permafrost melts. It might happen sooner. So, you know, there really is increasing urgency as people in the town and people in Alaska look at predictions and say, you know what, this date that seemed like a long time away a couple years ago is just about here.
Do you think this issue is going to pick up more steam on a national level as this happens to more and more communities in different parts of the country?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think the country is going to need to decide what approach it wants to take. I mean, on the one hand, it's very difficult for the government to come in and say to different people, you need to move, this community can't stay here anymore. On the other hand, it's very hard to look at communities, you know, such as New Orleans, areas on the East Coast that are flooded time and time again, and FEMA has to come in and help people rebuild, and it can just be a very costly and challenging proposition. So I think, you know, before we say we're going to move all these communities or we're not going to move all these communities, local areas and the country is going to have to decide what are we going to do about these communities that are really threatened by climate change, and how can we help them figure out what's next.
Thank you so much, Alana.
Thanks for having me.